I'd like to call the Tuesday, February 17th, 2026, Petersburg Assembly meeting to order. And with that, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mayor Lynn?
Here.
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
Here.
Member Martin?
Here.
Member Mucci?
Excused.
Member Newman?
Here.
Member Schwartz?
Excused.
Member Valentine?
Here.
Okay, we have five members in the chamber with two people being excused tonight. And with that, we'll move on to the voluntary Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Tonight I have, there's two sets of minutes for approval. One is the regular assembly meeting minutes from January 20th, 26, and the second one is the regular assembly meeting minutes February 2nd, 2026. Is there a motion to approve these minutes?
I'd move to approve both of those sets of minutes.
Second.
Okay. Moved by Member Stan Graver, second by Member Valentine. Are there any changes? Okay. Hearing none, I'll just have a voice call on all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Nobody opposed, and those minutes passed 5-0. Moving on, are there any, first of all, the amendment, are there, I entertain approval of tonight's meeting agenda.
Mr. Mayor, I would move to approve the agenda as is.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Motion been made by Member Stanton Gregor, seconded by Member Newman. Are there any changes at all? Okay. Hearing none, again, all those in favor say aye.
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 Okay. With that, I'll move on. Tonight we have public hearing here, ordinance of 2026-04, an ordinance amending the official zoning map for Service Area 1 of Petersburg Borough to zone A parcel of Borough Tideland Industrial L1 within the Marine Industrial Overlay Zone Subdistrict. Any public testimony regarding ordinance 2026-04 should be given during this public hearing. A copy of ordinance 2026-04 may be found under agenda item 14C. Is there anybody that would like to talk to that?
Hello,
and please come forward, state your name and who you represent.
Gloria Ann Wolin, your harbor master. I'm just here to support the ordinance that is before you for the public hearing. I think it's really important that we continue to have our industrial properties and then to give them specific connotations that will, you know, keep this partial marine-oriented should whoever owns it in the future decide to sell or those kind of things. This is actually the area that we're looking at leasing to American Cruise Line. And so I think it's very important that we keep it industrial and that we give it the marine industrial overlay to remain consistent with some of the other properties that we've done. So appreciate the chance to say my piece.
Thank you for your testimony. Is there anybody else that would like to talk to ordinance 2026-04? Okay. Hearing none, I'll move on. Tonight we have two bid awards. The first one is the Aquatic Center Sewer Repair Project with the intent to award tonight. Parks and Rec Director Payne requests approval to award the Petersburg Aquatic Center Sewer Repair Project to Ketchikan Mechanical, Inc., who was the sole bidder in an amount not to exceed $1,148,548.21. A memo from Director Payne with the bidder information is attached to this meeting packet. Do I have a motion to approve that award?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, moved by Member Valentine, seconded by Member Stanton Gregor. Discussion? Hearing none, would the clerk please call the roll on that award?
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
Yes. And that passes 5-0. Moving on item B, water treatment plant clear well tank, request for design and technical services. Assistant Public Works Director Rummel requests approval to award the Clearwater Tank Improvement Project to GV Jones and Associates, Inc. in an amount not to exceed $200,600. A memo from Assistant Public Works Director Rummel with the additional details and a proposal from GV Jones and Associates is attached to this meeting packet. Do I have a motion to approve the request for the design?
So moved. I move, yes.
Second.
Okay. It's been moved by Member Valentine, second by Member Martin. Discussion.
I'd like to hear more about it. Could somebody speak to that?
Yeah. I'm Tom Rummel, Assistant Director of Public Works. And we are moving to, so the clear well replacement is a long-awaited part of what happened in phase three of the water treatment rebuild back in 2011, 2012. Unfortunately, there wasn't funding available at that time to complete this. So it's been overdue for quite a while. We have received a grant from the EPA Community Grants of $1.6 million, and we also have funding in our capital fund projects here at the borough. What I'm asking is to use some of that capital fund money to secure the original engineer that did phase three of the water treatment rebuild, which would save the borough time and money, being that the clear well has already been engineered. And so we'll be able to use, and it's been approved by the EPA to reuse those plans done in 2011. So what this is securing is the original engineers who had already done that work to continue on with this project, see this project all the way through with technical support, and give us updated pricing.
The question, Member Valentine.
So, thank you. The $200,000. It's not to redo the plans, then it probably update them, right? But also, this is kind of like a down payment for them to hopefully move forward. Am I hearing that correctly?
Yeah, this is not to surpass $200,600. Right. So this is essentially, we're asking this to secure this engineering firm from the time of approval to the end of project. So this is for all of their services that is going to happen through.
Okay.
And they'll,
okay,
they'll walk us, they'll be with us all the way through the construction process.
Thank you.
Member Martin?
Just wondering, Tom, could you give us just a really quick rundown on how our sewer treatment plant works and what a clear well is? Just I don't want to take up everybody's time, but I don't really have a very good overview of how that even works up there.
Well, this is the water treatment plant. So this is our clean water.
Oh, yeah.
And this is for the backwash system. So I wish I knew. I'm pretty new to this, so I wish I knew more about what the backwash system process is. But it is part of the process of treating our clean water and to get it down here. Right now, we have an open well. It originally was not meant to be a backwash system. An open well means it has an open top, which means that outside debris can get into the water. With this new clear well, and the tank that we currently have is completely outdated. It is rusted, it has been patched, it leaks and gets patched again, and we're almost to the point where we're beyond patching. So with this new clear well, it'll complete essentially the phase three rebuild of 2012. It was just part of that phase three that wasn't able to be funded to be done in 2012.
Thanks, Tom. And through the mayor, we can get you a report on the wastewater plant when at a future meeting, if that works for you. Okay.
Are there other questions for Thomas? Okay, would the clerk please call the roll on that bid?
Member Martin?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to this agenda, we're up to person to be heard related to the agenda. Is there anybody in the audience who would like to talk about items related to today's agenda? Please come forward, state your name, and you have 5 minutes.
Hello, Gloria Ann Wallen, and I'm speaking on my own behalf at 909 Sandy Beach. I just wanted to thank Stephanie Payne and Mr. Giesbrecht, our city manager, and Jody Tao for figuring out a way how to repair the aquatic center. I really appreciate all you guys have done. That is just such a beacon of hope and a beacon for all our community members. I was there last Friday, and they had to turn people away. It is used and loved so much. So thank you very much for finding a way how to fix that. And hats off to Stephanie and to Steve for making that happen. I'm also here to ask you to vote for the increase in the harbor rates. It's never something that we love doing, but under old business, you have that before you as B. It's 10% increase. It's going to amount to about $160,000. It's not meant to really gouge anybody. It's just to kind of keep the wolf away from the door. And if we don't vote for it, I'm going to be in front of you next year asking probably for a 12% increase. So it's one of those things that we have to have in order to keep things as present, how we manage the facility. If we don't, we would probably see a reduction in staff. We're that close to the wire. So anyway, hoping that you will approve that as well. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Is there anybody else who would like to talk about items related to tonight's agenda? Okay, is there anybody on the line?
No.
Okay, with that, I'll move on to items unrelated to tonight's agenda. Is there anybody in the audience that would like to talk to items unrelated to tonight's agenda? Please come forward, state your name and who you represent, and you have 5 minutes.
Hi, Judy Omer, just speaking for myself, and wanted to report about a work session that I got to be a part of with Tidal Networks. It was Amica Hasbrook-Klein and Heather Husvik O'Neill, and I were on with Chris Cropley and his staff of like about six. And it was the first time any engagement on this felt like a real work session where we talked back and forth, we pulled up maps, we put pins in maps, we'd done a lot of homework on what were some other available sites that might work. They're going to check those. But I just wanted to let you know, knowing that you have a meeting similar coming up on Thursday, that it really was encouraging to be able to actually work together on it, and something that we had hoped to do, I had hoped to do all along. The other thing was somebody said something about, can you clear up the misinformation? I guess that whoever speaks on the towers is considered a minority in the community and a vocal outcry from, you know, off the internet and things like that. And I just wanted to say that, we did not a petition, but it was more of a statement of concern about relocating some of the towers, work that then we were able to do this last week with Tidal Networks themselves. But we're up to like 288 signatures on it. There's another sheet I still need to go pick up. It wasn't anything that was out there in public. There weren't tables at Oktoberfest or during Eula Bucking or anything. It was people who found the sheets in order to sign. And if anybody wants copies of those, I can make them. I've got them here. I mean, they're just, if anybody wants to see, they're legit signatures. So there are more people that have concerns than would show up at an assembly meeting. And of the people who show up at an assembly meeting, there's not everybody who's comfortable getting up and speaking at all or writing a letter to the editor. So I think there's a lot of support in the town for relocating the towers to where it's a little safer for people. and their property to be around. So I encourage you to have a great meeting with Title Network and look for alternative sites. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Is there anybody else that would like to talk about items unrelated to tonight's agenda? Okay. So is there anybody on Zoom? Okay. Moving on then, there are no board commission and committee reports tonight. There's nothing on the consent agenda or report of other officers. So I'll move on to the mayor's report, which is, as soon as I find it, is quite short tonight. Get there, I may come back to it. Yeah. Okay, we have three items under here tonight. The proclamation by Governor Dunleavy. Governor Dunleavy has officially proclaimed February 16th, and I know it's past, 2026, as a day to recognize Elizabeth Petrovich and her work to eliminate discrimination. Elizabeth Petrovich was a Tlingit civil rights leader born in Petersburg, whose powerful advocacy led to the passage of Alaska's 1945 Anti-Discrimination Act. Copy of that proclamation is attached to this agenda. Second item I have here is the work session with Title Networks. The Assembly will hold a work session on Thursday, February 19th at noon in the Assembly Chambers to receive additional information from Title Network and to discuss alternative tower locations to the communication tower at the Papke site. Public is invited to attend in person, but for listening purposes only. Last, seeking letters of interest. The Petersburg Borough is accepting letters of interest from citizens who wish to serve the community as planning commissioner until the October 2026 municipal election. Letters of interest should be submitted to the clerk at the borough offices located at 12 South Nordic Drive by sending to P.O. Box 329, Petersburg, Alaska 99833, or by emailing bregula@petersburgak.gov. And with that, I'll move on to the manager's report.
Thank you, sir. State of Alaska has released its 2025 population estimate. Petersburg's population is 3,395, an increase of 0.98% or 33 new residents from the previous year. With the mild weather, the Streets Department is continuing to work on the construction of a road to our expansion cells at the landfill. And we've accepted delivery of a new CAT 950 loader to replace our old unit 100 and have outfitted the new fleet truck number 32 for power and light with snowplow attachments and related accessories. An overhead door specialist was contracted to address issues affecting multiple overhead doors throughout the borough, and the water department in coordination with the streets department has repaired a water main leak on Haugen Drive. Harbor staff continue to work on the tour ship calendar. After last meeting's announcement of the anticipated 107 stops for the 2026 tour ship calendar, Allen Marine has came out with an announcement of the closure of their Alaska Dream cruises business and canceled 22 Petersburg stops. The calendar now estimates 85. GLOW has met with ACL and Petro for their annual calendar review of shared use of the port dock. The 2026 season will look much like last year's, with Petro and the harbor splitting the ACL stops to spread out the impacts to both Seafloat and the face of the Petro dock adjacent to the port. We had a good turnout for the U.S. Coast Guard dockside exams. Thank you to the safety inspectors that annually come to town prior to the Tanner opening to perform the 40-plus February dockside exams, and our very own Desi Burrell, who's part of the local Coast Guard auxiliary and trained examiner. GLOW and Liz spent time last week with Christine Gilson, the Director of Technical Reviews for USDOT's MARAD division, at an on-site visit and review of the environmental assessment for the Scow Bay Boatyard project. Also attending was environmental scientist Daniel Schultz, who is contracted through P&D engineers to acquire the permits for the build grant program for final design and project construction execution. For the last couple of weeks in the harbor, maintenance has been chasing a waterline repair in the South Harbor. The 20-year-old system has erosion issues, which resulted in some freshwater leakage. Maintenance was able to locate the failure where electrolysis had worn through the mainline connection. The harbor located all of the parts needed in town, and with the help of Vern Craig from Silver Bay Seafoods, was able to work with Mike Coral, who dropped everything to fabricate the needed fix. So thanks to all the folks who made that possible. Harbor also had 5 fender piles replaced at the crane dock last week and ordered materials to replace the whalers on the outside of Seafloat this spring. Thank you to Rock and Road Construction for fitting the harbor into their schedule. Factory acceptance testing for the Scow Bay No. 2 step-up transformer will take place on February 23rd through the 26th. Power and Light is using a third-party inspection firm to witness the testing. Power and Light appreciates the patience of our customers who were recently affected by a short 10-minute planned outage on our distribution system south of Scow Bay on Tuesday, February 10th. A danger tree needed to be removed from the line, and cutting power is the safest way to ensure that the tree was removed. It would not impact customers during the next windstorm. Power and Light wants to give a big thank you to Parks and Rec for holding the CPR first aid classes for our staff in February. And Power and Light recently took possession of a new crew truck after the motor pool checked it all out and installed the mount to reuse the department's existing snowplow. The old flatbed will be surrendered to the motor pool for auction. The line crew recently removed old power poles that are no longer needed due to the Hungry Point work site. Assessment notices will be mailed at the end of this month. The second page of the assessment notice contains a timeline and information if a property owner wants to appeal their assessment. They will have until March 31st to do so. Our new EMS coordinator, Ryan Gilkey, started on Wednesday. And the Petersburg Volunteer Fire Department has received a new quote for a partial purchase of the replacement SCBA equipment. The remaining tanks and masks will be deferred until the next budget cycle. We're about $80,000 short. So we'll try to plan for that in the budget, and assembly will have a say in that. We've gone through our AML grant writer to see if she can find anything potentially as a grant for that. Ketchikan Mechanical has been on site working on elderly housing's aging sprinkler system. They will be completing a replacement of the main components soon. 3 apartments in assisted living have new residents, and 3 more to be filled hopefully very soon. And we do have a waiting list, so it's just going through the process. Mountain View Manor's ongoing budget preparations, Alaska Housing Finance Corporation compliance review, and HUD's OCAF rent adjustment paperwork are all currently being processed by Michelle up at the Manor. Library is closed Monday through Thursday this week as staff work on inventory and special projects. We reopen to the public on Friday. We are coming to the end of our youth volleyball program. Thank you to coaches Christine Collison and Callie Bell for their work for another successful program. We've updated our pass holders agreement at Parks and Rec. If you've not already, please stop by and sign for continued use of the community center. And Jim Rayfeld has finished the energy audit for the community center, completing the Parks and Rec portion of the DOE grant obtained in 2025. That's it, unless there's questions.
Is there any questions from the assembly? Oh, hearing none, I'll move on to unfinished business. Unfinished business, first item under that is Ordinance 2026-02, an ordinance of the Petersburg Borough Assembly vacating a portion of the 7th Street right-of-way and the authorizing conveyance of the vacated area to the borough to be consolidated with adjacent block 275 to create a lot suitable for residential development. This is the third reading. If approved in the third reading, Ordinance 2026-02 would allow the borough to combine the vacated portion of the right-of-way with Block 275 to form a single parcel for future housing. The Planning Commission has recommended approval, and their report is attached to this agenda. Do I have a motion to approve the vacated of the right-of-way?
I move to approve Ordinance 2026-02 in its entirety.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Member Valentine, seconded by Member Stanton Graver. Discussion? Okay, hearing none, would the clerk please call the roll?
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton Graver?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Thank you. That passes. That allows us eventually here to sell a piece of property down the road here. This goes back about a year, 3 years almost, when we was first started, a long time ago.
So through the mayor, this was the housing committee that the borough assembly put together. They made 3 lots that they thought should be put forward by the borough. All 3 of them needed utility work and a few other things before that could happen. This is the second of the three that involved doing some lot combinations and abandoning the right-of-way to make it a lot that's actually buildable. The third one, we're not sure about yet. It's a small lot over on Sandy Beach adjacent to where all the work is, you know, on the Pump Station 4 project where the outflow goes on to Sandy Beach. We're not sure if that's going to be buildable, but we're at least trying to get quotes on what it'll cost to get the utilities done in there. So,
yeah. Thanks again for the task force. We got two online anyhow to start with. And I'll move on here then. Ordinance 2026-03, an ordinance amending Petersburg Municipal Code Chapter 14.20 entitled Municipal Harbors to increase harbor fees. And again, this is a third reading. If approved in three readings, Ordinance 2026-03 will increase harbor moorage and use fees effective March 1st, 2026. And again, this is the third reading of that. Do I have a motion to approve the increase in the harbor fees?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Member Stan Greger, seconded by Member Valentine. A discussion. Member Stan Greger.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, just briefly, I will be voting yes on this. As a harbor user, I don't like seeing my rates go up, but more importantly, I feel like I understand the importance of our harbors. It is one of our most expensive pieces of infrastructure, and it's also geographically the largest, and as we know, is the economic engine of our community. And I want to thank the Harbor Master for being proactive and her attempts to keep costs under control and also maintaining the high level of service and quality we've come to expect. So thank you.
Member Valentine?
Yeah, thank you. I'll be voting yes as well. And this is based off of the fact that this did go through Harbor Board. And I know that this is not an easy thing, that if the Harbor Board was the one that approved it, that it's like pretty necessary. And it's hard. It's a hard pill to swallow. You know, I wanted to just pick at the things, but ultimately, it just like you said, it would come around again and again and again. So I understand it. So thanks for all the hard work. Yeah.
Thank you. Anybody else? Okay, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mayor Lynn?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton Greger?
Yes.
That passes 5-0. The next item on there was Ordinance 2026-04, an ordinance amending the official zoning map for Service Area 1 of the Petersburg Borough to zone a parcel of Borough Tideland Industrial L-1 within the Marine Industrial Overlay Zone subdistrict. This is the second reading. If adopted, this ordinance shall amend the Service Area 1 zoning map to designate a borough-owned tideland parcel as industrial L1 within the Marine Industrial Overlay. The Planning Commission report recommended approval of the rezone and is attached to this agenda item. Do I have a motion to approve the change in to approve the tidelands overlay?
I make a motion to approve Ordinance 2026-04 as presented.
Second.
Been moved by Member Newman, seconded by Member Valentine. A discussion. Member Martin?
Yeah, I just want to thank Glow and Liz, everyone involved in doing this overlay a couple years ago, because it's really handy to be able to pull this right off the shelf and apply it to this parcel. As things come up, it's a way to kind of have some control over their use in perpetuity. So thank you, everybody involved.
Member Valentine?
Thank you. This is more of a question because, you know, there's a reason we do the Marine Industrial Overlay, and then ACL kind of fueled it to maybe move a little quicker. But regardless of that, will we be seeing an actual lease, like a full lease sometime after this, like with fairly
ACL?
Soon?
No, yeah. Through the mayor.
With ACL, yes.
Yeah, that's in the works.
Okay.
Glow and our attorney have been working directly with ACL to work out some details.
Would it go to Planning
Pretty
Commission
close,
first?
Yeah. Last I saw, there was a couple of minor questions. They're working it out. then that comes back to the assembly.
Not planning commission?
No.
Okay, so it goes directly to us?
This is the assembly, this is the lease, which is the assembly's prerogative.
Okay.
Once we have a, in theory, agreement with ACL, it'll come in front of the assembly, and you guys could say yes or no or change it at that point. And the goal is to get this thing done sometime very soon.
Okay, thank you.
Goal for my, for purposes of public, would you just explain a little bit what the purpose of the marine overlay is?
The marine industrial overlay just specifies uses in our code that can and cannot be to be built or to be used for. And so this would specifically require that this piece always be used for an marine industrial reason. And, you know, I don't know what else you would put in there, but you couldn't fill it and, you know, put in a condo, I suppose, something like that. So it's a handy piece to make sure that it remains at water access, you know, something that could give us water access.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments on this? Would you, clerk, please call the roll.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Okay, and that passes 5-0. Moving on to new business, there's a letter of interest here. The Assembly has received a letter of interest from Greg Browning to serve on the Public Service Advisory Board until October 2026. Without an objection, I would appoint Greg Browning to the Public Service Advisory Board. Okay. All right, I'll move on. There's communications are in the packet, and we're down. Assembly discussion items. Any Assembly members have comments? Okay, Member Valentine.
Thank you. This is a quick meeting. Crazy. let's make it longer. No, I wanted to just take note that I'm seeing ACL stuff more often, right? And it just kind of puts into my mind that the summer is coming and that the harbor, Petro, and everybody's working hard to, one, deal with this summer. And Allen Marine's boats, Alaska Dream Cruises, they've been around for 15 years, I thought, 14, 15 years. And so in Petersburg, geographically where we sit, we really rely for our tourism industry based off of these smaller ships that come in on, you know, on the daily. And so losing them is kind of, it's definitely a large hit to us, even though they only hold 40 people. And so then when ACL comes and, looking more into ACL and what they do, and they're like the number one American cruise line in the U.S., wanting to secure their place in Southeast Alaska, which helps secure Petersburg's future as well. And then you hear about the other places that they're trying to do that, and then all the other stuff. It's, and you're hearing what Wrangell's trying to do to prop up their stuff. Like, when I say stuff, I mean like their industry. You know, I would like to see that we are open to these industries, because I don't want Petersburg to become stagnant. And so it's hard to watch one cruise line go down. There's not a whole lot of small cruise lines out there, so that's not a whole lot that can come here. And for have one that could secure themselves here is good to see, and that they like the town enough to do so. The summer's coming, and I know that with Petro and the harbor trying to figure out where to put all these ships, this moving forward could help with the congestion. And I know that although moving ACL to Sea Dock, it also causes congestion for the fishermen, because now they're on their dock, right? So it kind of goes back and forth where they open the Petro so that the fishermen can go use the fuel. So I want that to be noted, because last year that was the negative feedback that I got, that because they moved over to Sea Dock, they're like, oh my gosh, we have so many people on my dock. Well, we did that so that we can fuel your while you guys are in town. So it's just, I'm just kind of telling and commenting to people out there that this is coming. It's February, you know, summer's right around the corner. And so I just want everybody to be aware that it is coming. And if you guys have any comments, it'd be a good time to start chatting about it. Thank you.
Thank you. Other comments from assembly members? Okay, I'll move on. Are there any recognitions? Okay, Member Martin.
Thank you, Greg, for putting your hat into public safety.
All righty. Any other recognitions? With that, I need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.